He should never have taken that shortcut. Dan Baker winced as his new Mercedes S500 sedan bounced down the dirt road, heading deeper into the Navajo Reservation in northern Arizona. Around them, the landscape was increasingly desolate, distant red mesas to the east, flat desert stretching away in the west. They had passed a village half an hour earlier, dusty houses, a church, and a small school huddled against a cliff. But since then, they'd seen nothing at all, not even a fence, just empty red desert. They hadn't even seen another car for an hour. Now it was noon, the sun glaring down at them. Baker, a 40-year-old building contractor in Phoenix, was beginning to feel uneasy, especially since his wife, an architect, was one of those artistic people who wasn't practical about things like gas and water. His tank was half empty, and the car was starting to run hot. "Liz," he said, "are you sure this is the way?" Sitting beside him, his wife was bent over the map, tracing the route with her finger. "It has to be," she said. "The guidebook said 4 miles beyond the Corazon Canyon turnoff." "But we passed Corazon Canyon 20 minutes ago. We must have missed it." "How could we miss a trading post?" she said. "I don't know." Baker stared at the road ahead. "But there's nothing out here. Are you sure you want to do this? I mean, we can get great Navajo rugs in Sedona. They sell all kinds of rugs in Sedona." "Sedona," she sniffed, "is not authentic." "Of course it's authentic, honey. A rug is a rug." "Weaving." "Okay," he sighed. "A weaving." "And no, it's not the same," she said. "Those Sedona stores carry tourist junk. They're acrylic, not wool. I want the weavings that they sell on the reservation. And supposedly the trading post has an old sand painting weaving from the 20s by Hustine Claw, and I want it." "Okay, Liz,"